Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
This is Nick Scherfield, HoustonTexans.com. Catching up with third-year cornerback Antoine Molden. Antoine, thanks for the time today. How's your offseason been going, man?
Oh, no problem, man. I appreciate it. The offseason been going good, man. You know, I've been working out this year. You know, I'm finally consistent, you know, with my workouts. And so I'm looking forward.
Yeah, you missed a lot of last season with injury, but, you know, you're fully healthy now, right? And you're feeling good. How you feeling?
Yeah, man, I'm feeling good, you know. Had a good OTA, you know, had a good mini camp, you know, and coming out, I'm still healthy. And so I'm going to training camp next week, so, you know, I'm feeling good.
Talked to you a little bit about this earlier, but I know you've been working out a lot, what, 2-3 times a day since all off season pretty much?
Yeah, on Monday, Tuesdays, you know, I work out twice. You know, on Wednesdays, I do a little pool workout. You know, on Thursday, Friday, I work out twice as well. I usually do weights, you know, in the morning with a little bit of agility work. You know, plyometrics in the evening, you know, depending on what day it is. You know, on Wednesday, I don't consider my day off. So I do pool workouts still. You know, take the pounding off the body. But, you know, to also get a good workout. You know, and I follow up Thursday and Friday, you know, with the same schedule.
There's a lot of competition at cornerback. You know, a lot of young guys battling for playing time there. How did it feel to you to be able to be 100% healthy throughout OTAs and to do well? And how do you feel about that competition?
I mean, one, in order to be healthy, you know, it's a blessing, you know, especially playing this game. And so being healthy allows me, you know, to compete. You know, anytime you have a great number of corners, you know, like we do, it heightens the anticipation to come. It rises the competition level, you know. And so I think every corner in here, you know, looking forward to competing in this training camp.
What do you think about Kareem Jackson's first-round draft pick, how he looked?
He's coming along. You know, you're looking pretty good out there. You know, we're all looking forward this year, you know, see what he has.
You mentioned earlier when I was talking to you before we did this interview that you really haven't had any injuries in your career before, have you?
Yeah. You know, this is something new to me. You know, last year was kind of chronic. You know, I never really had, you know, any injuries like that. Of course, I've been hurt, like a broken finger or something. But, you know, injuries like this I've never had. And so I knew my body was off, and so, you know, it was just a matter of just getting my body back adjusted, you know, all my strengths come back in unison, work, you know, my body working as one, you know, without compensating. And so, you know, I feel good about that, and, you know, I'm healthy, and it's a good deal.
After, you know, you had a solid rookie season, a lot of tackles on special teams, and yeah. Starting to get more playing time as the year went on, then you had that injury at the end of the year, your ankle, your foot. How tough was that for you last year not to be able to kind of build off your rookie season and have a really good year?
I mean, it was pretty tough. I mean, individually, you know, you have high expectations, you know. And me, you know, I'm a competitor. You know, I love to compete. Yeah, I love to learn. You know, I love the game of football. And so, one, not helping out the team, you know, it definitely put stress on me, you know, because I wanted to be out there, you know, and I wanted to help the team. I wanted to get better, you know, out there and have fun, too. And so it definitely hurt me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, however, I love to work hard. And so, you know, hopefully that seed that I planted in hard work, you know, will reap something good.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you have anything to prove in this training camp?
No, not really. I continue working. Then, you know, I mentioned about a seed being planted. You know, if I continue working, then, you know, I believe that, you know, I would reap something good out of it.
Came out of a smaller school, Eastern Kentucky, and, you know, you kind of got brought along slowly in your rookie year, you know, as the coaches kind of got to know you more, got more comfortable with you. What do you feel like you've improved on since you came into the league as a rookie?
What I've improved on, I would definitely have to say, you know, my knowledge for the game, you know, understand the offenses, understand the concepts, understand the offensive coordinators, you mm-hmm. know, what they're trying to attack, you know, when you give them this, in this situation, you know, what type of defense, you know, they're trying to attack, you know, giving the down and distance. So it's a lot, you know. I've learned a lot, you know, so I'm a vet now, and you know, I got to think like a vet, you know, I got to play like a vet.
How was your adjustment to new defensive coordinator last year with Frank Bush?
Well, Frank Bush, I mean, he's a great guy. Mm-hmm. And when you look at Frank and you know him personally, man, I think the defense, you know, take on his DNA, you know. I mean, he's a good coach. I mean, he's aggressive. He's about details. I mean, he's, you can tell, you know, how far our defense came, you know, since this organization was established. You know, I think this is the best, you know, it's ever been. And so that right there, you know, tells you what type of coach one and the player is me. You know, myself, I can speak for all, you know, tell you what type of a man he is. You know, he's a good man.
So switching up a little bit, I know you're a big track guy in high school and college, and something I've talked to you about before, but who do you think the fastest guy on the team is right now?
Of course, me. You know, the fastest guy on the team.
What was your 40 time?
My 40 time at the combine was I was a 4.38, 4.37.
But you think you could have run a faster one, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They called me back twice. You know, at first, you know, the first of the first 40, man, I got out real good. I was feeling confident, man. And when he called me back, he took the wind out of me. But I know Trenton Holiday, man, you know, the NCAA champion, man, he's pretty fast. I mean, tell you the truth, I think we have the overall fastest skill position in the NFL. I mean, arguably, you know.
Arguably, yeah.
Yeah. You know, of course, that's my, that's my opinion. But, I mean, with Trenton Holiday, you know, Jacoby Jones, you know, with Bryson Cain, Andre Davis, you know, Andre Johnson,
even Jock Reeves ran track.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. You know, even Jock Reeves. And so, you know, we have a fast team.
Is that get competitive at all, though? I know yesterday you were saying that Bryce McCain might be able to give you a little bit of trouble in the sprint. No?
Yeah, I know. Bryce McCain pretty fast, man. You know, I know he ran a 4.2 at his pro day. And so, you know, I was surprised, you know, when he came in, you know, how much speed he had. You know, because it's not only straight ahead speed, but, you know, he has football speed. It transfers over real well. And so, you know, he's a good competitor, too.
Last thing, you know, before we get to training camp, there's been a lot of talk about the Texans this offseason. Some of the national media and around here, people are feeling very optimistic, you know, thinking that this is the year that the Texans need to make the playoffs. How would you characterize, you know, your mindset and maybe the mindset that you feel in the locker room about this upcoming season?
I mean, how would I characterize it? Every year, you know, as a team, we have high expectations. You know, people outside the organization, you know, like you said, you know, they're very optimistic, you know, of what's to come, you know, with the Texans. I mean, we're coming off a good streak last year, you know, going into this season. You know, like I told you before, we have high expectations. And Kubiak, he demands from this team to compete, you know, to be physical, you know, to be fundamentally sound, you know, with their technique. And so, you know, with that being said, you know, we have a great head, you know, and coaches and coaching staff, and, you know, we have good players, you know, that's going to get the job done. And, you know, we believe we're going to be successful this year, you know, if we compete like we're supposed to.
Last thing for you, what are your expectations for yourself for this season?
For myself, want to be consistent, you know. I know coming to my rookie year, I had expectations even last year. You know, and this year is the same, you know, the same approach. You know, work hard, you know, for everything, and pay attention to details, and be fundamentally sound on my technique, and to take coaching, you know, real well and transfer over, you know, what I learned in the film room onto the field. And so, you know, that's the biggest thing. You know, if I do that, then I'd definitely be blessed.
All right, Antoine Moulton heading into his third season again with the Texans, 100% healthy, looking to compete during training camp. Thanks for stopping by with us today, man.
Thanks, Nate. Appreciate it.